Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria gaan vandag op na 22, Johannesburg 21 en eMalahleni 20 grade. Die departement van basiese onderwys kap terug na die artikel in die City Press en sê dis nie waar dat dit 3.6 miljard rand kos om die graad 12 se finale eksamen vraestelle te druk nie. Die departement sê in 'n persverklaring dat die totale koste van die 5 weke lange eksamen insluitende die opstel van die vraestelle, die merk, die druk, vervoer en die beveiliging van die skryfproses 'n totaal van 3.6 miljard kos. Mangalisa Kumalo berig.
The Department of Basic Education says it costs government between 3,800 rand and 4,000 rand per candidate writing 7 subjects to administer the October-November National Senior Certificate examinations as a whole. This year, over 700,000 full-time candidates are writing 7 subjects or more, with more than 150,000 part-time candidates who write 1, 2, 3 or more subjects in an examination. The department adds in a statement that the timing of the article is also disingenuous as it places the entire examination at risk because of the nature of the work the companies do. Mangaliso Kumalo for Jacaranda FM News in Johannesburg.
Die minister van internasionale verhoudings, Ronald Lamola, sal vanoggend meer lig werp op die land se internasionale beleid. Hy sal die media in Pretoria toespreek oor sleutelkwessies. Intussen sê die Suid-Afrikaanse Joodse Raad van Adjunk Hoofde, hy is hoopvol dat die regering van nasionale eenheid Suid-Afrika se posisie sal verander oor die Israel-Gaza konflik. Die raad se president, Zef Kringel, sê in plaas van 'n saak lê by die internasionale geregshof, behoort Suid-Afrika eerder 'n bemiddelaar te wees.
We hope that there will be a stance of more tolerance acceptance and for South Africa to take the role it was always meant to be as a peacemaker and not an aggressor.
Suid-Afrika is van vandag af deel van die COP29 besprekings in Baku in Azerbeidzjan, waar wêreldleiers gaan fokus op ambisieuse klimaatfinansieringsteikens en die implementering van verlies- en skadefonds vir lande wat gebuk gaan onder uiterste weerstoestande. Die presidentiële klimaatskommissie het aangesluit by die Suid-Afrikaanse afvaardiging onder leiding van minister Dion George. Die kommissie beklemtoon die dringendheid en wys op die klimaatgedrewe rampe van 2024 wat kwesbare gemeenskappe geraak het. En gepraat van die weer, verskeie waarskuwings is uitgereik vir swaar reën vandag.
The yellow level 2 for severe thunderstorms that can be expected over Gauteng as well as the western and southern part of Mpumalanga. And then we also have a yellow level 4 warning for disruptive rain that can be expected over Limpopo as well as the extreme northeastern parts of Mpumalanga.
Die SA-weerdienste voorspeller, Samkelesiwe Twala, sê nog donderstorms en reën word ook vir die res van die week voorspel. Ek skryf dit is the top story at this hour. The Department of Basic Education hits back at an article over the cost of the printing of matric exam papers.
Thank you so much, Khada. 2 minutes past nine, the work zone, Jacaranda FM. Axilana, Afrika Bredenkamp. You probably won't be listening to this show later on if you need to get to work. So stay in your car quickly. I want to tell you something. So this morning, I got sent a podcast, and in it, influential Oprah, kyk ons almal ken mos nou die kletskoningin. Sy gesels met 'n dame met die naam van Brené Brown. Sy is ook 'n skrywer en she's an author, a TED Talk, call her a performer, and a businesswoman. And in it, she says the following, because I've had this on my WhatsApp line where you've said to me, Alana, someone has left a review on my business. It's not good. It's not the truth. Someone has left a comment on a social media post. Alana, it's not true. It's so hurtful. You know what she says in this podcast? She says the following. She says, stop reading the comments. She says, stop reading the comments. You know what? If someone's leaving a review on your business and you know you've tried your best, that's good enough for all of us, eh? I can guarantee you that. Stop reading the reviews if it's not true. Stop reading the comments if it doesn't. You know what? The people that are commenting on your social media or on your business posts and you've done your best, they can only comment